This is Dr. Bill Lampton, the Speech Coach for Champions. Join me weekly for the Speech Coaching Radio Show right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. Once again, this is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Dr. Richard Sudeck, who is the director of the Leatherby Center for Entrepreneurship and Business Ethics at Chapman University in Orange, California. Dr. Sudeck's primary research interests are in the area of entrepreneurial finance, entrepreneurial leadership, and team leadership. He is also chairman emeritus Tech Coast Angels and founder of a new initiative in Southern California called eVillage. Dr. Richard, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
I'm delighted to be here.
Likewise. So it's intriguing, the name eVillage. What is that all about?
So the eVillage stands for Entrepreneur Village, and it's both a physical space and a concept in that it's a place where we're trying to tie the ecosystem here in Orange County together for entrepreneurs, investors, and inventors. It's a physical location at the Chapman University. It's actually a couple of buildings currently, which we hope to grow. And there we house a professionally run accelerator by four angel investors called K5 Launch. And that accelerator is intended for the community. In other words, not necessarily for students, but entrepreneurs in the community. And also we have other resources there, such as conference rooms and offices and a student incubator, which is for Chapman students.
So who can take advantage of or use the eVillage?
Well, again, mostly entrepreneurs in the community for the accelerator, but there's also a lot of other services that and resources that we're trying to tie together. So we've brought in the Inventors Forum, which is a group of 300 inventors here in Orange County, TIE, the Indus Entrepreneur Group, EO, the entrepreneur organization, Tech Coast Angels, TriTech, which is an SBDC, and all these organizations provide mentoring and advising for the entrepreneurs in the community and for students. Along with, we're also trying to work with other universities locally to try to connect our students to students in other schools here in Southern California.
Dr. Richard, what are some of the resources that eVillage offers?
Well, as I mentioned, we do have those organizations that are there to help advise and mentor, but we also have a series of seminars and workshops for entrepreneurs, and these are basically 2, 3, maybe 4-hour seminars on how to attract equity investing, how to negotiate a term sheet, how to build up a startup, build a startup board, how to launch, you know, how to build a sales team, and the different issues that both fast growth entrepreneurs and startup entrepreneurs in general would have and need help with. So again, we offer informal education through these seminars and workshops for the community.
Today we are joined by Dr. Richard Sudeck, who is the director of the Leatherby Center for Entrepreneurship and Business Ethics at Chapman University in Orange, California. He is also chairman emeritus Tech Coast Angels and founder of a new initiative in Southern California called eVillage, joining us today here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Sudeck, what are you trying to accomplish with this initiative?
Well, what we're really trying to do is to connect the entrepreneurial ecosystem here in Southern California, more specifically Orange County, but really in Southern California. There are other areas of the country, such as the Bay Area, where the ecosystem is really well connected, and there's a lot of resources and workshops and seminars and events for entrepreneurs. And so our mission here is really to tie this together and have Chapman become the place where entrepreneurs, inventors, and investors meet and collaborate. So we additionally do have a lot of speakers come in and events and conferences and things that will help tie the community together and help the community by connecting those different stakeholders of the entrepreneurs, inventors, and investors.
Very good. So how are Chapman University students getting involved with the eVillage?
So Chapman University students can get involved in a number of ways. First, They can be assigned to entrepreneurs in K5 Launch, that's the professionally run accelerator, and actually go through the process with the entrepreneurs, a 12-week process, and actually experience the launch of a fast growth company. Additionally, there's a student incubator, which provides space and mentors and resources and weekly seminars for the students on actually helping them launch their company. And in addition, we have other, again, seminars and workshops, educational opportunities for the students to work with the entrepreneurs and the investors that are in and around the eVillage.
And where do you see eVillage in 5 years from now?
Well, we hope to, you know, expand the physical space so that we have more space to not only provide the accelerator K5 Launch more space to be able to handle more entrepreneurs, expand our student incubator, but then also help incubate companies in the community, companies that maybe have gotten some initial seed funding and now need a little more help, and we can bring in those experienced investors and entrepreneurs and inventors. And then other resources which we're starting to tie in, such as attorney firms and marketing firms and CPA firms, and provide a place where entrepreneurs can go for both education, for advice and mentoring, and learn through the people involved by co-locating a student incubator, an accelerator, a professionally run accelerator, and then an incubator for the community. We think there's a lot of synergy between those different stakeholders, and allow ideas to be discussed and accelerated, and help goes in multiple directions when you have all those resources and people co-located.
In conclusion, and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's listening in, that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I mean, the first thing is this is especially for younger entrepreneurs, that they should really focus on winning and not being right. Being right doesn't matter at the end. Winning means getting all the help and mentoring and coaching you can, not worrying about really whose idea it is of your team or your board or your advisors, but really focusing on winning. Second is, if you want to be successful, you're going to have to be extremely committed and passionate about what you do. So if you're deciding what to launch, I think it's really important that you pick something you love and that you're passionate about, because it's likely you're going to spend a lot of hours, probably 7 days a week, at least in the beginning, trying to make it work. And so you need to be passionate about what you're doing. And so I think the idea of winning and picking something you're passionate about are important for any entrepreneur starting out.
Sounds good to me. He is Dr. Richard Sudeck, who is the director of the Leatherby Center for Entrepreneurship and Business Ethics at Chapman University in Orange, California. He is also chairman emeritus Tech Coast Angels and founder of the new initiative in Southern California called eVillage. Dr. Sudeck's primary research interests are in the area of entrepreneurial finance, entrepreneurial leadership, and team leadership. And the website of reference is chapman.edu/launch. Dr. Richard, thanks so much for joining us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. You're listening to EPN.